Welcome back to Drivers, Sports and Leisure Research Group's podcast highlighting the latest trends in the golf industry and individuals setting them. I'm David Klein, along with John Last, and we've been looking forward to this episode on multiple levels, John. Let me explain. As golfers, we all know that pin positions can totally transform the challenge of any particular hole. While as golf industry researchers, we also know that the condition, consistency, and performance of the green complex continues to be the number one driver of golfer satisfaction. And we've seen this in our research at all levels of the game, whether we're talking to beginners or the most elite players in the world. So it stands to reason then that understanding and optimizing hole locations can have significant impact across all areas of the business. Our guest today recognized this and channeled it into a unique tech-driven company that has been embraced by hundreds of leading golf courses. John, who do we have joining us on the first tee today?
Well, David, I think a lot of us who work in golf are really thankful that we can funnel our avocation into our vocation. And today's guest is John Schultz, an entrepreneur who leveraged his engineering background and his passion and skill in golf into a company called Easy Locator, which has developed software that enables golf course superintendents to optimize hole locations that create both unique challenges for golfers of all abilities while also improving turf health. John, welcome to Drivers.
Well, thank you very much, John and David. I appreciate the opportunity today to share my story.
Well, we'd love to get into that story right away. And I think back of my story, and I remember doing a statistical analysis in graduate school that basically proved the old adage that you drive for show and putt for dough. And that actually helped me leverage it into a career as a sports researcher. I actually sent that out to the folks at the PGA of America, and they were foolish enough to hire me. You have a similarly fascinating story that starts at the University of Texas. Tell us a little bit about your career arc and how you came about developing what's become your present company.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to share with you a little bit about my career. I view it as three stages. Obviously, I went to the University of Texas. One of the milestones is there was a couple of gentlemen there at the time, Tom Kite and Ben Crenshaw, that were great players at the time. So they rapidly convinced me to go get an education. So I succeeded in getting an education. I got a mechanical engineering degree and rapidly went into the engineering profession. So my next phase of my professional career was that, I was a chief engineer for an eccentric inventor. And lo and behold, I didn't realize how powerful that would be later on in life. This gentleman has a significant impact on our lives today. He was a gentleman that created what was called the jet sweep oven. And that oven is a conveyorized oven. So if you've ever eaten pizza off of a conveyorized oven, that gentleman came up with that original idea. And then lo and behold, I recognized that I could make more money selling than creating, and I got into sales. And I leaped from being a chief engineer into sales, into technology. And through that evolution, I'm eternally grateful for Al Gore inventing the internet, because that launched my sales career, working with a lot of high-tech companies, working with a lot of telcos, and deploying the internet in the late 80s, early 90s. And as I continued with that professional career, I was busy raising three young sons. And the wonderful thing about playing golf, it's a family affair. So we would always have Schultz family golf day on Sunday. And so I was very fortunate to basically, teach my ex-wife to play. I taught my three sons to play, and I soon became number five on the family golf team, and I was a scratch player. So that was kind of a highlight. And I got to see a lot of tournament experience. I saw a lot of tournaments. I even was involved with the AJGA in setting up a tournament here locally in Dallas. So I experienced that tournament-like feel every day as a competitor, as a tournament chairman, and so forth like that, and even watching my children play. So all along, while I'm in sales in the technology world, a friend of mine and I were sitting in the 19th hole, and this is kind of where it all started at DAC. And we were talking about a couple of things, and you know how people are in the 19th hole. We're always complaining about this and that. Well, there's always three complaints: bunker conditions, ball marks on greens, and hole locations. And so this friend of mine and I said, I've got this idea. Let's create an application to help the superintendent find the optimum daily hole location, help improve the health of his greens, and enhance the player's experience. And so that's what launched Easy Locator back in the mid-2000s. So it was a club project. Our superintendent, I bless Kevin's heart, he could basically grow grass in the shade, but was not technology savvy. So one of the things about Easy Locator is it's very easy to use. That's one of the great comments that we get all the time. And so from that early stage of 2008, we've steadily grown over the years, and that's kind of how Easy Locator has evolved.
It's fascinating. You know, we've featured a lot of guests on this podcast who've developed different tech stack solutions, and they all in certain ways aim to enhance operations or experience. And there's really been some truly intriguing innovations on the agronomic side. I'd love for those who aren't necessarily familiar with this. I mean, you know, again, a lot of people kind of don't realize what's going on around in the background. Talk to us and give us a thorough overview of the offerings that you have and how facilities use it and how it integrates into other operational software.
Yeah, so we actually have three operational features of our software to meet anyone's budget. We have a basic product, a light product, and our premium product, which many of our customers ultimately go to because they find the value there. But just to kind of talk about Easy Locator, why did that exist? You know, superintendents want to do a great job. I have great admiration for superintendents. They've got the toughest job that I know out there, and they're always trying to do what's the right thing. Golfers want to see variety. They want to see in the hole in different locations. We're watching TV. We want perfect putting conditions. And so from that standpoint, they didn't have the tool to basically do what the players or members were asking for. So from an agronomic perspective, most of them have a front, middle, back, a quadrant system, which are static systems. And that's great for moving the hole around, but we're asking a poor cup cutter to basically make a decision where to put that hole there. And so one of the comments that we used to receive and hear all the time is, what crazy guy put that hole there today? Well, ultimately today, I'm that crazy guy. So what we've done is we basically have taken that manual system and used technology by mapping out the greens with a laser, identifying all the cuppable locations, and throwing that into our patented algorithm to come up with the ideal hole location to help preserve the health of the greens and enhance the player's experience to create that tournament-like feel every day. For instance, like this week at Caves Valley, they're a client of ours. And I'm sure prior to the event, they were using Easy Locator in preparation of that event coming up. So again, it's a great tool for the superintendent to help manage the health of his greens and help preserve and enhance the player's experience.
So you'll be seeing those locations for those watching the U.S. Amateur, or actually by the time this runs, you may have seen the U.S. Amateur already, but really fascinating.
Yeah. And by the way, the Olympic Club is a client of Easy Locator. So we're very fortunate to have some really prestigious clubs as clients, as well as we've got a lot of daily fee courses and resorts that are also clients too. So it covers the entire spectrum of the golf industry.
You know, John, we at Sports and Leisure Research Group, we've seen a slew of tech-driven offerings come in and out of our door. And generously, we would classify these as solutions looking for problems. Easy Locator, thankfully, seems to be outside of that mold. Yet we also know how fragmented the golf business is. Share with us the challenges of thriving in this environment. How do you demonstrate proof of concept and work through the process of gaining product adoption at so many well-regarded golf facilities like the ones you mentioned?
I love that question, because when I founded Easy Locator and started in 2008, first superintendent show that I went to, I looked around and I noticed there wasn't any technology. And in fact, we were using the internet to show off our product. And we were basically about the only one using, you know, Wi-Fi at the time to basically talk about our product, because it's a software-based product. Today, you go to the superintendent's show or the PGA show, and everybody has an app. So our biggest challenge was we were ahead of the game. The golf industry, if you look at it from an analytics perspective, it's a laggard from an adoption perspective. You know, if you look at the business model of a club or a private facility or a municipal course, it's all based on saving money and saving costs, because, you know, it's difficult to drive sales coming up. So that was one of the challenges, is how do you introduce new technology to an industry that's not accustomed to being an early adopter, the players have more technology in their hand than the practitioners do. So that was one of the biggest challenges, and it's still somewhat faced today. But as you know, the old guard starts to move on and retire and the new guard comes in, most of these people have been raised in technology and have used it in college and used it in the field, and they're embracing that to marry the art of being a superintendent with the science that we're able to provide to come up with great solutions. And we see a tremendous opportunity that moving forward of what we call the Connected Club. This was a concept that I started back in 2019 and having discussions with other vendors out there. With the advent of technology, we all are basically computer-based companies. And we have the ability on the back end to share data and share information behind the scenes. So for example, Club Car is a tremendous partner with us. One of the great features about Club Car is they have a screen on their golf cart to show it distances on the hole, distances right. to certain landmarks. They could give you a distance to the front, the middle, and the back of the green. But one of the things they lacked was distance to the hole location. Well, with Easy Locator customers, they can actually, we send that information where that actual hole is today to Club Car. As the golf carts roll out of the maintenance area, that information is already stored in their carts. And when you come to the first hole, you see where that hole is for the day. And it's seamless. There's no human interaction. It happens on a daily basis. And it's a fabulous solution. So we're seeing more and more of that happening, primarily in the club app business, like Four Tees, Club Essential, Jonas Software, Paysetter, where they're wanting to drive their players to their app, and therefore Easy Locator hole locations are in there. So we're able to do things seamlessly behind the scenes without any interference, and any it really makes it really smooth and guiding, you know, the relationship really strong. So those things are really going to drive the future of the golf industry, is these relationships and partners of everybody working together to provide a better solution for the player and for the course and for the operators out there today.
Yeah, and I can attest to that. It's so seamless.
As a follow-up to that, John, tell us, as a sales guy, when you're talking to an operator, tell us what that aha moment is when they finally, then when they get it and they say, wow, this really could be something for us.
You know, it's quite interesting. The golf industry really, I call it, has the Augusta syndrome. And what we have found is the aha moment is when somebody wakes up one day and they look around and they find that they're surrounded by their neighbors that have Easy Locator. And they start to talk and say, the aha moment is, wow, you know, players are actually having, you know, experienced new hole locations. Complaints go down tremendously. So it's a great value to the club, the fact that, but most importantly, it improves the communication from the superintendent to the pro shop to the general manager. So everybody's on sync. So that aha moment is we try to basically sell a total complete solution that it improves the operation of the club, it enhances the player's experience, and it's something that sets you apart from your friendly neighbor.
And you know, we're big data nerds here, obviously. We're a research company, so we're all about finding and aggregating information. And, you know, I've got to ask you, one of the thoughts that came to mind as I kind of thought more deeply about the product and about its diffusion is, you know, you've had the opportunity to collect all of this interesting data about what the right principles might be to guide hole locations, to create not only great playing experiences, but also to optimize turf health. And that's something that's really critical. As David said at the onset, the condition and consistency of greens continues to be the most significant driver of enjoyment, whether we're interviewing people playing in national amateur championships or people playing recreationally. Have you been able to kind of develop either anecdotally or formally certain guiding principles or norms that you like to share with superintendents or tournament directors that help them to kind of accrue some of that knowledge that you've collected over the years?
Yes, from a day-to-day perspective, we actually started using AI about 18 months ago. And what we were doing is collecting activity of our courses. And what we want to do is we want to customize that activity specific to that client. basically a lot of, they have the ability to edit and modify where hole locations are. So we're looking for trends and applications. And there's a reason for that. Also, our software allows a superintendent to quarantine a certain area of the green for disease and stuff like that. So we're capturing all of that data. And what we'll be able to do is provide an operating understanding to the superintendent so that he understands certain times of the year. Green speeds may be fast, they may be slow, and he can accommodate accordingly. So all of that data is being collected, and expect in the next 3 to 5 years, you're going to see tremendous gains from an operations perspective. From a tournament perspective, we have a feature called a special event. So, you know, as an event comes up, one of the things, you know, for instance, you got a major championship or you got a PGA Tour event, they basically stay off the green for a period of time, a week or two, to allow the greens to heal. With our special event, we allow pre-planning, so I can plan my club championship, my member guest, my ladies play day, all the events throughout the year, and easy locate, you put that into the system, it will actually stay away from that hole location, so you're not running around with your hair on fire, you know, the day or two before a member guest or something like that, and you've already got pre-planned, hole locations are perfect, and everybody is on the same page.
Excellent. Really, really fascinating. Again, the kind of thing that the average golfer probably doesn't even recognize is going on in the background. You know, you're in over 700 courses worldwide, including my home facility. You've been at this for about 17 years, which is exactly how long our company's been in business. From an entrepreneur standpoint, how do you keep things fresh? What's your future vision for the company and for you personally?
Well, you know, we're always creating and always innovating. You know, I grew up in the technology industry, which was driven by innovation and technology and that. And I've always maintained the philosophy, the only thing that changes is change. And so that's the constant. And so we're always looking at what is the next thing that we need to do. I feel the next thing in the next 3 to 5 years is companies like, you know, Toro, John Deere, Rainbird, Club Car, EasyGo, Yamaha, the big boys are basically going to recognize partnering with entrepreneurial companies like Easy Locator is going to help accelerate their growth at a tremendous rate. So I see in the golf industry, organizations and industry, part of the industry coming together to provide a complex solution at a simple way of developing, providing that to the client. So also I see AI playing a significant role. And what can do. AI plays a role in basically scheduling of tee times. It can do, member experience. You know, I see Easy Locator partnering with, you know, an analytics company from a teaching perspective. Say, you know, if I go out and play a course and I always bogey a hole or I always double or triple, that gives the golf professional the opportunity to come up to me and say, hey, John, I know you play hole number 5, and that's one of the most difficult challenges. Let's go out there and talk and experience how you would play it differently to score better. So I view technology and the analytics available today is going to improve the experience for all players.
You mentioned hole number 5. I'm thinking of hole number 5 on my golf course is actually being very applicable to what you said. It kind of leads to one final thing I want to ask before we wrap up. And there's also that application from an architectural standpoint. You know, we've had folks from the Golf Course Architects Association on the podcast in the past. Do you find that you've been strengthening those relationships and architects are kind of coming to you to think about obviously how they're designing the green complex today, given its criticality?
Yes, we're starting to see more and more of that activity. Early on, we struggle with that because I believe architects are like artists and they view that their intellectual property is their ability to create things. And so Andrew Green, a very successful architect lately, has been using us tremendously. He's basically, if we have an existing client, he takes our data and uses that for the basis of some of his changes and modifications and renovations, even for some of his new designs. What I like to tell architects is, let's design it on the computer before we put a shovel in the ground. Right. That's going to save cost. It's going to improve the value that you're providing to your customer. So architects are starting to embrace technology more and more. It's very similar to, you know, the practitioner or the superintendent or the head golf professional. The more they become familiar with technology, the more they can see, you know, the opportunities. And I like to say we're only limited by our imagination. And so let's use our imagination to create wonderful things for everybody out there.
No, it's right in the sweet spot. You know, we've been fortunate enough as a research company to work with a number of cities that are also trying to optimize and test the interfaces of these different applications so that, whether it's a golfer themselves or an operations professional, can really get a lot out of it. We are just about at our time limit, so I'm going to wrap us up here. We could definitely talk for a lot more time. I'm fascinated by what you do. I was one that, when I was a little kid, I used to draw golf holes in the margins of my notebooks. I used to, design my own amateur golf courses, which many architect friends have now told me were totally not feasible. And now you've humbled me even more. As I think about some of the difficult pin positions that I was hitting into over the last week or so. And David, you and I had a chance to do that just a couple of days ago in Houston. So, fascinating story. And thank you, John, so much for joining us on Drivers.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Really appreciate today's time, and I look forward to catching up with you in the near future. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.